Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Brian Kelly. It's time for our weekly visit with Chuck Todd, NBC News political director, moderator of Meet the Press. You watch him on Channel 5 on Sunday mornings at 8. Hear him here Sunday evenings on KMOX. First off, Chuck, the arrest of Julian Assange. Talk about the impact of that.
Well, it depends on how quickly he gets to the States. It depends on if they ever get a chance to interview him. It depends on if he does provide information. I mean, look, there are unanswered questions that perhaps Julian Assange is the only person that can answer. He's the closest thing there is to an eyewitness to the theft of the emails of the DNC and John Podesta. And so certainly there is some unanswered questions that he could perhaps help with. But this extradition process is going to take a long time, could take years. The charge that they got him on is actually a fairly small charge in the grand scheme of things. Maximum prison sentence would be 5 years. The charge is not having to do with publishing classified secrets, but having to do with helping with the theft of them. As a journalist, for what it's worth, I'm glad the Justice Department didn't make the indictment about publishing stolen materials, because I think that would have created a lot of unease, certainly with me and with other journalists and with other journalistic organizations. And I think that's another part of the Assange debate is going to be, is he a journalist? Is what he did journalism? Or is it possible he was doing journalism and then he became an intelligence asset? I mean, you know, these are the unanswered questions here. But it may be a long time, like as in years, before the U.S. actually has Assange in custody on American soil.
Also this week, Attorney General William Barr, appearing before Congress, used the word spying to talk about the Trump campaign and the investigation into it. What's the impact of even just that word being used in that situation?
Well, at a time when the goal, I think, for many is to figure out how can we take the politics out of the Justice Department, that infused politics right back into the Mueller report, right back into the Justice Department, and maybe the politics, politicizing it was unavoidable. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm not naive to say that I'm shocked that there's politics going on in Washington. But I will say this. I do think that it has totally, totally fogged up the atmosphere for when the actual Mueller report goes public. Remember, we have yet to see the Mueller report. There's only been less than a complete sentence via Barr's memo. And he has if you think about all the pre-spinning of the report, whatever and we could take the Attorney General at his word, the president has run with it and claimed exoneration, and none of us know anything about the report, and now he's saying there may have been spying. It's another way of basically coloring the impact of the report as well. So I will say this. I think the report will have no impact politically on the president's situation, no matter what facts are found. Because in some ways, thanks, I think, a little bit to the Attorney General this week, and of course his memo the week before, he has already sort of colored the response on the report.
And finally, with Chuck Todd, NBC News political director, moderator of Meet the Press, the Democrats' control of Congress marking 100 days in 30 seconds or so. How have they done? What have they done?
Well, they haven't done much. I think they've as far as accomplishments. Now, that said, it takes two to tango, and so a Democratic House and Republican Senate aren't getting a lot done together. That isn't a surprise, because there's a lot of political disagreement there. I certainly think it is slowed down the president on one hand, but I think the Democrats are having some growing pains. You know, they're getting used to their new majority, and there's new ideological power centers within this majority. I mean, think about it. In the first 100 days, the most famous member of Congress goes by three initials, and she's only been there for 100 days, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So AOC. So it's been an interesting 100 days. They don't have a ton to show for it yet, but they certainly have made their presence known, that's for sure.
So who will we see on Meet the Press on Sunday?
Well, we're going to dig into the DHS mess, both at the border and at the leadership of DHS, as well as we're always in waiting for Mueller report mode, it seems. And then, we'll have a presidential candidate, Jay Inslee, from Washington State, will be on this week. There's enough candidates. We should be able to have one every week before the end of the year.
We'll be watching at 8 o'clock on Channel 5 Sunday morning, listening here on KMOX Sunday night. Chuck Todd, as always, thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks, Brian.
Chuck Todd on KMOX. I'm Brian Kelly. We'll check traffic next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.